Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Wednesday evening. Greg Likens, pleased to be joined in studio by Darren College, left guard from the Miami Dolphins. Darren, how you doing?
I'm tired, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, first of all, welcome to South Florida. Welcome to Miami. As you're coming here, 3 years in Arizona, you're with Green Bay before that. How do you like South Florida so far?
It's been great so far. You know, you got a beautiful area out here. I don't know if you can ask for a prettier place to play football. It's a special spot, and the fans have been great so far, and it's been a warm welcome. So it's been good.
Yeah, literally a warm welcome with this heat and humidity, huh?
Yeah, it's been a nice change. And by nice, I mean absolutely horrible. Because, Arizona, we got hot. You know, it's 110 degrees. But out there, it's kind of like playing football in a sauna or a steam room. It's pretty tough.
A lot of questions about this offensive line, how everything's coming together. Obviously, Brendan Albert, who's playing to the left of you, is a big free agent acquisition. You came along a little later in the process, but have been holding down that left guard spot. How do you see the group coming together?
Well, I think the group's maturing every single day. You know, like we said, there's a couple of guys on the offensive line that are probably set, but a lot of us are actually, including me, competing out there and trying to find a way to fit in this offense and get a job. I've been a long-time starter, but I'm still a 9-year guy, a 32-year-old, and I have to go out there and improve every single day and fight for a job. Nothing's guaranteed, so it's one of those things where you just try to, you know, grow every single week, get to know the guys next to you, learn the offense the best you can, and then wait for these preseason games to come along and come out and perform when the lights come on.
No, it's just been three practices, but what kind of impact has Samson Satelli had so far at the center position?
Well, I think he gives you kind of a calming hand. Like, you know, he's going to get the ball back to the quarterback. You know, we had some problems early in the offense. You know, Shelly struggled a little bit at center, and he admitted that he'd never played the position, and that's hard. And I've played center too, you know, in practice, and it's not, you know, something any guy wants to do. You know, there's a lot of pressure on that. So I think center's a special position. I think a guy like Satelli just gives you that, hey, no matter what, we've got a guy who's going to be able to transition. Satelli's been a starter in this league for a long time and played in this league a long time. So he gives you that extra buffer until Mike gets back.
Darren College, left guard for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Darren, when you take a look at some of those guys who are competing for jobs, obviously there's some youth there with Dallas Thomas, didn't play very much last year. Juwan James, the 19th overall pick. Billy Turner, a draft pick as well. What can you do to pass along advice to those guys and help them along the way?
Well, you know, that's the hardest part about being an older guy and fighting for a job. You know, you want to help those guys along. That's, you know, what you want to do, but you're also competing against those same guys, and those guys are all physically probably better than you. You know, there are 22, 23-year-olds, and, you know, so there's things that you bring as a 9-year vet that you can't teach. It's just things you've seen over a while, but you still kind of critique those guys because a lot of those guys are going to be guys that make this team with you, and you want to have a great unit out there. We want to be in a position that if, you know, God forbid one of the starting five go down, then one of those guys has to play, that we've got a guy in there that's not going to, you know, drop the ball. You know, so we got to pass on technique, things we see. We got to, you know, go in those meeting rooms and talk everything out and make sure everybody's on the same page because, again, for the next 4 weeks, we're all teammates.
Certainly a delicate balance there. You're right. As you try and help guys out, but also, as you mentioned, competing for a job. Now, you've got a history with head coach Joe Philbin, as he was an offensive line coach, offensive coordinator in Green Bay. What was your experience like with him first in Green Bay?
You know, I don't think Joe's changed. You know, it's funny, he's gone from lowly offensive line coach to big time head coach. So it's, you know, it's funny to see his transition. But I think a lot of us knew when he was our offensive line coach that he kind of had that in him. He was always a man of integrity, a man of, you know, doing it the right way and technique and as such. And I think that's something he brought here. You know, this kind of team, this is the teams can do the right thing, you know, whenever they can. And we're going to practice hard and we're going to do it, you know, perfect, because that's what he wants. He wants to strike for that perfection. And, you know, we'll probably never get to perfection, but, you know, we're going to hit excellence right along the way.
So you said that he hasn't changed much, because I know that he's place an emphasis, at least in his now third season as the head coach of the Dolphins, to be a better communicator and kind of bond with the players more so than he has in the past.
Well, you know, when I knew him as offensive line coach, he was a man of the people with us. So, you know, how he was here his first 2 years and taking over that role, I don't know that well. But, you know, as an offensive coordinator and offensive coach, I thought he was a guy that listened to players. I thought he was always the smartest guy in the room. I thought he knew exactly what he needed and what he wanted out of guys and what to expect out of guys and put guys in positions to make plays. You know, he's probably trying to grow in that head coach's role. There's a lot of things change when you put on that head coach's hat. It's not just football every single day. So he's got more to deal with. He's got, a bunch of guys to deal with, an offense and a defense. So he's probably grown as a communicator. But the guy I know from Green Bay is the guy that I see out there right now. And, you know, Joe's a good guy. He's got this program heading the right direction.
Speaking of your time in Green Bay, your final season there, it ends with a Super Bowl victory, which had to be a great moment for you personally and for that team. With that experience, how can you bring that in here and maybe share that with the guys and try and provide a winning attitude?
Well, I think you look at guys, and especially you look at that Super Bowl team. You know, we were a team that had to go the long way. You know, we went on the road four games to win that Super Bowl, and you know, we had to go through the wild card match. So you tell these guys, no matter what, you know, we play in a tough division, obviously, and we just need to make the playoffs. And that's the expectation of this team, is to make it to the playoffs. There should be no other expectation. We need to make it to the playoffs. Anything else than anything less than that's a failure. So we need to make it to the playoffs and then let the cards fall when they may. If we can get there, you know, things change, things happen, and you can go on a run and you can put yourself in a situation where you're playing for a championship. And that's all this team needs. We just need to find a way to get through this division and get ourselves in the playoffs.
Without a doubt. Darren Collins, left guard for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. You point out the division. Last year, the team went 2-4 within the division, but still was contending for a playoff spot over the final 2 weeks. So your point is well taken there. All right. Lots of people asking us, lots of people are wondering about Ryan Tannehill entering his third year as a quarterback. Obviously, you're a relative newcomer here. You weren't here in the offseason workout program, but so far through training camp, what have you seen from number 17?
I see a young, talented quarterback. I see a guy who's, you know, taking a leadership role in the locker room, you know, and I see a guy who's taking a leadership role in the field. You know, he's in there grinding every single day. He's got to learn a new offense just like us, but I think he's finding a certain comfort level in it. I think it's allowing him to be you know, athletic and do some of the things that I think he has some key, you know, attributes over some other quarterbacks. So I expect him to have some success in it. But I think we as an offensive line, we need to protect and we have to run the ball a little bit better and take some pressure off him. And that's going to allow the big plays and allow him to have the success that, you know, we fully expect. You know, we want Ryan to be a top 10 quarterback. I don't think there's any doubt about that, but we want to be, you know, we want to be top 10 offense. We want to be top 10, you know, everybody wants to be top 10. That's what it's all about. So we need to run the ball. We need to pass protect and let him make the plays that, you know, that Bill and those guys are allowing him, you know, the opportunity to make.
Darren, and speaking of installing the new offense, what are realistic expectations for you guys as far as getting everything down and becoming cohesive with that?
I think the expectations are through the roof. I mean, anybody that walks in and says, you know, we're hoping to be 20th in rushing, we're hoping to be, you know, 15th in pass, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. You need to be shooting for the top every single day. You need to say, hey, we're going to be number one in rushing, we're going to be number one in passing, we're going to be number one scoring offense. That's what you need to be walking in those meetings, believing that. And if you're not striving for that goal every single day, then you're cheating yourself as an offense. And we can't have that. There's an expectation here to win and win now. I don't think anybody, you know, you're going to build through youth. That's the NFL. The NFL's built on young guys. But this team wants to win now and expects to win now.
Darren, finally, on a personal note from you, just for Dolphins fans getting to know you a little bit, originally from North Pole, Alaska. And so what was that like as you were, you know, growing up as a football player and then, you know, a very small town and then, you know, ultimately making it to the grandest stage of all, playing in the NFL?
It's been a long road. You know, the North Pole is a small town, man. It's right outside of Fairbanks. It's about right in the middle of the state. It's about 1,200 people in city limits. It's not huge, but it's a great town. I was an outdoor kid. I was an Eagle Scout. You know, I enjoyed, you know, I played all four sports in high school, and I was lucky enough to get a football scholarship, and I was really thinking about, you know, just what I was going to do to get my degree, you know, and God willing, I was able to, you know, continue my progress and perform at a certain level and made it in the NFL and have found a way to stay here for a few weeks and, you know, a few weeks more into my ninth season. So, you know, hopefully I can continue that road for, you know, a little bit longer.
You still make it back to Alaska during the offseason?
We try to go back every other year, but it seems every other year now I've actually had a kid. So I just had my second kid and we missed the trip to Alaska this year too. And then I was a free agent this offseason and I was doing trips out to a few teams and we didn't get back this year. So next year, It's on the docket to get back.
Okay. Well, congratulations on the second kid.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders. Good catching up with you, and good luck not only in preseason game number one Friday night, but also throughout the rest of preseason.
Appreciate it. Thank you.